If you're a coach and you already know 2026 needs a different story, waiting until January is already too late. I'm running a free online workshop, Plan Your 2026 for Consistent 30K Months. In just 90 minutes, we'll create a plan that combines energetic alignment and business strategy so 30K months become your new monthly baseline. And instead of guessing how to grow, you've got a clear path to 30K months and beyond. You can wing it for another quarter, or you can confidently walk into 2026 knowing exactly what needs to be done. Go to SamanthaRiley.global/workshop to save your free seat, or click the link in the show notes. How would your business feel if you only worked with champagne clients? Clients who are coachable, take action, and are resourceful, as opposed to clients who make excuses, don't do the work, and need constant handholding. Today, we're going to talk about how you can attract more champagne clients so your business feels fun, energizing, and you make more money. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to episode 416 of Influence by Design, day 9 in our 30 in 30, where we're releasing an episode every day for the month of September. And we're focusing on the theme of stepping into your power, being the unapologetic leader in your industry so you can build your elegant empire. And today I want to talk about attracting your champagne clients. Now, what are champagne clients? Some people might call this the ideal client avatar or your ideal avatar. I prefer to use champagne clients because it's that feeling of opulence. Champagne clients get results, which means you as the coach also get to play a bigger game. Champagne clients are resourceful. You're not holding their hand. They take action, and because they take action and they take responsibility for themselves, they want and they get the results. They see you as a coach as an investment, not a cost, and they pay on time. They refer other champagne clients. These are the people that we want to be working with. And when you get really clear on who your champagne clients are, you're able to replicate that and attract more. As opposed to the clients you attract who want to pay Toyota prices when they sign up to work with you and then expect a Lamborghini. I'm sure you've had them. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had them. They do things like they blame when things don't go their way or when they can't get things right. They focus on the wrong things. They don't do the work. They don't value you. They don't pay on time, and they don't refer other clients. For you, it feels like a struggle to work with them. It feels like your work and your time isn't valued. And when you're in this energy, it's very difficult to keep moving forward and to make more money. So let's talk about how you can attract more of your champagne clients or attract champagne clients into your business. Number one, be clear on who that ideal champagne client is for you. What are their urgent needs and their compelling desires? What do they fear will happen if their problem isn't solved? Now, this goes way past things like where do they live or how many kids do they have and what sort of car do they drive. This is how I was taught to work out my ideal client avatar many years ago by marketing people that I work with. But you need to go much deeper and really get into what is it about them that makes them ideal to work with. What are the ways that they work? What are their values? What is the impact that they want to create? Like, really get to know them deeply and almost see through or feel like you're seeing through their eyes. So really start to feel what they're feeling, what's keeping them awake at night. Number two, make sure your offers and programs are aligned with the outcomes your champagne clients want. It's really easy to go down a route of creating an offer or a lower priced program because of some little mindset issues that are going on. And before long, you start to realize that you're not marketing or your offers aren't aligned with your champagne clients. So make sure those offers and programs and the pricing is aligned with what your champagne client wants. Number three, hang out where your champagne clients are hanging out. Now, I met someone at a conference once and we were talking about this, and he was saying, it doesn't ever matter what your offer or your product or your program is priced at. What really matters is where you're selling it. He said, there's always people that want to purchase a Ferrari, but you're very unlikely to sell that Ferrari if you're trying to sell it in a schoolyard. What he was trying to say is go to where the people are that want your offer. You can't sell a Ferrari in a schoolyard. Number four, develop a personal brand that's in alignment with who you are at your best and also in alignment with what will resonate with your client. Don't just create something that's really amazing for you but won't resonate with your champagne client. You need to make sure that there's an alignment with the two. Now, with these four things that we've talked about, be clear on who your ideal champagne client is. Make sure your offers and programs are aligned with the outcomes that your champagne client wants. Hang out where your champagne clients are and develop a personal brand in alignment. These things, you need to spend time working through these things. This isn't a 10-minute exercise, and this is where so many people go wrong. They try and come up with this really, really quickly, but it requires diligent effort to align your branding, your messaging, and your offers so that you attract the people that you really want to work with. You need to really define it, and you need to spend time really diving deep into it. It's an evolution. It will always be changing. If you don't spend time doing this, it will hinder your growth. It will deplete the energy you have for growing your business, and you'll feel frustrated and angry. And this energy will actually repel prospects from reaching out to speak with you. Thanks so much for listening. And if you found today's content valuable, which I hope that you did, here's how we can help you to grow your expert business even faster. Join my free Facebook group, Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers, where inside you'll get access to weekly free training as we dive into every aspect of your business so you can be the unapologetic leader in your industry and build your elegant empire. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.